Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Jimmy writes, I might be going crazy. I just bought a brand new flat screen HDTV. Here's the problem. When I watch TV shows and movies on it, everything just looks off. The only way I can really describe it is that everything looks like a bad daytime soap opera. It looks too fake, too bright, too smooth. It's awful. Other people don't see the problem. Any idea why my TV is making things look so weird?
Oh, I've got good news for you, Jimmy. You're not crazy. That weird soap opera effect you've noticed is an intentional feature of many HDTVs.
Fortunately, it's one you can turn off.
Yeah.
Depending on who manufactured your television, this feature is known as motion smoothing or motion interpolation, and it has to do with a mismatch between old film technology and new digital technology.
You see, for nearly 100 years, it's been the standard to shoot movies and TV shows at 24 frames per second. In 1 second of standard definition TV, you actually see 24 frames go by. Well, 24 frames per second is really slow in the digital world. A swanky modern HDTV can crank out 120 and even up to 240 frames per second without breaking a sweat.
I notice they like round numbers.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway, the problem for the manufacturer of your nice HDTV is that they had to figure out how to stretch 24 frames of film to fill a 240 frame second.
The simplest way to do this is to just show each frame multiple times, but this can cause what's known as motion blur. If an object is traveling really fast across the screen, it will tend to blur instead of remaining in nice, crisp focus. This can be annoying when you're, say, watching football.
To fix this issue, TV makers have come up with the motion smoothing solution. They take two frames from the TV show or movie, and they literally create a new frame, which is the average of the first and second frame, and insert it between them. Now, this fixes the motion blur problem. In fact, it means that fast-moving objects stay crisp and detailed in a way that seems almost hyper-real.
Maybe too real.
Exactly. For some reason, the effect is just really disconcerting to the eyes of many viewers on normal shows. We expect TV to look a certain way.
Motion smoothing violates that expectation. It also seems to make the TV picture look unnaturally bright and clear, and make people look sort of plasticky. Fortunately, you can turn it off.
Unfortunately, you're going to have to dig through those famously confusing TV menus to do that. Where it's hidden and what they've called it depends on who made your TV. Here's what the motion smoothing feature is called on some of the modern TV brands.
Sony calls it Motion Flow, Samsung calls it Auto Motion Plus, and Vizio calls it Smooth Motion.
Basically, you want to find a feature with the word motion in the name. It's a great idea to consult your TV manual if you didn't throw it out. Now, if you like Ask Deemable Tech, go to Deemable.com and subscribe to the podcast. Or you can search iTunes or Stitcher for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.